Question that came up over the summer in the Lawrence Avenue Synagogue. After they were remodeling the synagogue and the furnishings, so they had ordered menorot that they placed on the walls on the sides of the Hechal, both in the small midrash and both in the main synagogue. They had ordered menorot that had, they're made out of metal, obviously, they're electric, and they're for decoration, but they had seven sticks, like the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. So one of the members pointed it out to me, and he said that, is this a problem to make a menorah in the same fashion, meaning the seven sticks, like they make in the Beit HaMikdash? Well, the one that asked the question is asking a good question. There were many rabbis that came along and said that anything that's similar to the seven-stick menorah would be forbidden, even though this is electric and even though there's no oil and so on and so forth, but it has a marit ayin like the menorah, and therefore one should refrain from it. However, many of the poskim came along and said that this is really not a menorah. It doesn't have a bet kibul. It doesn't have a place to hold oil or anything like that. It's actually closed on the top. And therefore, they said that it's not a problem. As a matter of fact, there's a sefer called Radach, Rav Reuven David HaKohen Burstein. Chaim Avadia quotes him. Odot menorot hashmal benot shivat kanim shenimseu beharbe batei knesiyot beAmerica. He says these seven-pronged menorot that you find them in many of the synagogues in America. Shenireli shelo rak mutar lekayemam. Not only can you keep it, you know, if it was done already. Ela shemutar gam laasotan ayedei yisrael afilu katechila. He said you can even make them like a katechila. Mepnei shem mechusot berashehen. They're covered on the top with a glass. Ve'en al hakanim shum bet kibul l'shemen u'petilot. You can light these with oil and petilot. And therefore, it's really not similar to the Beit HaMikdash. Chaim Avadia also quotes some other of the poskim, the Be'er Moshe, that's the Deborah Tzin, in Chelek Zayin. שנשאל בנידון דידן וכתב שמחר שקרים בנידודנו היו הולכים מסביב עיגול. In that case of the Moshe, it was round. It wasn't a straight menorah like it was in the Beit HaMikdash. וגם אין להם בית כיבוד. Same point, there's no בית כיבוד to accept the oil and the petilot. ונר חשמלי אינו ראוי כלל להיות בבית המקדש. You can't use electric menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. הנתרתי ותלתה לטבותה שיש להקל להשתמש. And therefore, he was matir. Ma'ara Herzog, that was the chief rabbi. Shemenorot elu shebekanim shelem en bet kibul klal leshemen upetilot, which is electric. Ze vaday me'akev in the Beit HaMikdash. So simple, will be pasul in the Beit HaMikdash. You have no problem to make it. Lachem mutal leshtamesh bahem. Rabbi Ben Sion Hai Uziel, in Mishpeter Uziel, former Sephardic. Chief Rabbi, Hela Lehatir, as well. And Acham Avadia goes on to quote some other poskim. He says that he was asked this question in Tafshin Chaf Bet. That's 57 to 22. So that's about, 50 years ago. Nishalti Benidon Didan, there was a rabbi in Yafo, Tel Aviv, and wanted to put these menorot up in the shul. And I told him, you have no problem. And you can go look at the book that I wrote it in over here. He says, I also wrote it to Hakam Ovadia Hadaya. And we relied on these opinions. So therefore, Hakam Ovadia Alav Shalom, the Maaseh, he comes along and says that there's room to be mekel. He wrote about it in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph. Yore de'a siman yudbet danti baze veveti kama poski maharonim shepasku la'akel uiv en sham bet kibul. Vadai shamekilim yesh lamashi yismochu va'anach la'em liYisrael. Leave the Jews alone. Lefa'er bet haKnesset. They want to make the bet Knesset pretty. Be'menorot yafim ka'elu v'lerumem bet Eloheinu. And therefore he says, you know, you have no problem. So lema'aseh, we ruled based on this teshuvah. It's brought down in the new Yehavedat Chelek Zayin that recently came out. It is in Siman Kuf Mem Bet. There's just one interesting point that he brings down that I thought was worth noting. He quoted that in the shul of Rav Akiva Eger, they had one of these he says here, Katava Gaona Mehaber Beshut Rahash Levav. Lepele Aya Be'enai Kiraiti Shepanasa Kesef Atalu Be'emsa Echalo Shel Mor Hami Hagaon Rekiva Eger. So he had one of these menorot hanging. Agul Aya B'sheva Kranot Mesabib. It was round with seven sticks. V'afapiche Nora Letzoref Leosif Lo'od Keren Echad. Rekiva Eger was ma'amir. He told the guy to add one more stick to make it eight. It wasn't so easy for the blacksmith to do it because you had to stick an extra stick. It was all made, you know, there was no place. Basically, what the Soref ended up doing, he ruined the whole thing because you can't really fit a stick in there. There's no room. He didn't want to have any, you know, suspicion. I said to myself, what's the problem? על אשר כבור חמי חרד את כל החרדה הזאת בפנס שאין תבניתו כמרת בית המקדש. So he just was impressed. He said, look at my father-in-law, Rav Akiva Eger, was so mahmir on something that seemingly should be mutar. And he went out of his way. He says, even the great Hasid, Harav Chaim, HaKohen Rappaport, Abed Din Levuv, שכן בפשיטות להתיר בזה. So he's writing that even though minadin it should be mutar, look how my father-in-law of Kivega was so mahmir to be. I think I heard as well that Hakam Yaakov Katzin alav shalom, and they asked him in Shari Siyon, because they also have a menorot. If I'm not mistaken, their menorot over there have eight legs, because Hakam Yaakov was a mahmir on that. In our case over here, however, they were done already. They were made already. Tell them to start putting a new stick in between when minadin it's mutar and Acham already was posek. So we're relying on Acham Avadya that certainly if it was done already, we have definitely what to rely on. And according to most of the post scheme, even if you could want to do it like a ta'ila, it would be mutar. So we have no suspicions. So anybody has any questions about our seven pronged menorah on Lawrence Avenue, you could take it up with Acham Avadya and the post scheme.